Blog Talk Radio.
The DJ rocks it. Beatbox.
knows the girl is so silly, she makes me look so.
No, 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 see man, that's our last record, that's already been a hit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Hey, it's Queen Jean, tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
Hi, welcome to the G Lou Show, Fabulous Flashback Fridays. I am G Lou. I'm stepping in tonight with the Queens. They are here tonight. We're doing something a little different because we're supposed to have a special guest, the homie Royal Flush, OG Royal Flush from Queens, New York, Flush in Queens to be exact. He's supposed to join us tonight, so I just wanted to come in and announce that. And before we get started, shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM, theglueshow.com, and DD Harrison. And in the meantime, in tween time, let me bring in my host, Cousin Marcy and Queen Jean are here.
Hey, hey, yay, yay. Happy Fabulous Flashback Friday. Cousin Marcy here. Hey, Mr. G Lou, Queen, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, my volume is very low. I can barely hear you both. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah, I can hear you, Queen.
Oh, wait. Okay. Well, good evening, G Lou and Cousin Marcy. What's happening?
What's happening, Friday? And, hey, how's y'all Friday been?
It's been all
slow
right.
Slow motion
you
for
know.
Me.
Yeah, slow motion for me too. You know, it's in motion, but it's slow motion. But it's motion. It's in motion all day. I'll tell you that much. So, but I'm blessed to be here.
We gotta be thankful. Gotta be thankful for motion, though, right?
Right.
That part.
Yeah, I sound good. Yeah. I'm ready for that. Our special guest, Flush and Queens, Royal Flush. That's
Flush. Flush of Queens. Yeah, shout out to Royal Flush. Shout out to the whole Queens. Yeah, we're waiting on him to join us tonight. He's not here yet, so we'll just await his arrival. You know what I mean? In the meantime, you know how we do. What else going on, Queens?
Well, Royal Flush, Royal Flush, that has something to do with poker as well, right? You get that Royal Flush hand. You get that 10
yeah,
and
yeah,
that queen and king. That
yeah,
ace,
it's
like,
a royal
that's,
flush.
That's a pretty
yeah, that's
dope.
The
that's a pretty
that's
dope moniker.
Right.
I
yeah.
was like,
and
wow.
He's from Flushing too, so I see
right.
what he did. He's a royal flush, and he's from Flushing, Queens. So, yeah, that was dope. Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, that was a dope put together. Look, let's give a shout out to Cousin Marcy's baby girl, Miss Kennedy, the little Nubian queen.
Oh,
she graduated today.
Congratulations.
To you.
Congratulations.
Queen, yes.
Hallelujah. She's tuning in too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. We, you know, it's been a battle. And then she got that first round of, well, what are we going to do with the kids when the COVID came? And, you know, it was a real deal struggle. But thank you to my village, my, you know, you part of that for sure. Queen, you know that. Woo, I ain't gonna say too much more before I get a little chill. I done cried already.
Oh my goodness. Because Lucy told me, she said, I said, Kennedy graduated today. She said, from what? I said, high school. She said, Kennedy didn't graduate from high school. I said, Kennedy graduated from high school. I said, when Kennedy came into my life, she was 7 months old. So Kennedy graduated. So congratulations to all the graduates, who, because there's a lot of graduates today, people who have graduated.
Yes,
USC had a big, big class that graduated today. So they had their class. So congratulations and blessings to the prosperity of all the graduates. You know, stay focused, stay on a positive road. Don't stray away. You know, all that time that you spend in them dorm rooms and up pulling your hair, getting yourself ready, don't stray away from your goal. You know, because I've seen it happen so much where people get these diplomas, these BAs, and they just do nothing with them. You know what I'm saying? Even congratulations to our Aunt Sophie, who just got her BA in religious science at 65 years old. You know, so congratulations to her as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's like, do something with it. If you're going to put in all that time, do something with those degrees. And even if you just get a certificate, do something with it, because you put in time to do that. You know, you put in time. You get up, that's like, you get up and you're taking out time to learn something. So even if it's a trade, do something with it. No, really, because my trade was cosmetology. Do something with
it. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So congratulations and to
keep learning.
Anybody that's celebrating a birthday, happy birthday, and anniversary, happy anniversary as well. Because this world, the way this world is, you got to be thankful and grateful and make it happen.
I'm just so thankful. We have some real deal trying mornings. Hip hop got us through, you know, on that 405 every morning, at least an hour in traffic, and a couple of feuds here and there. But you can't wear that to school, and here come COVID. Well, y'all ain't even got to go to school. It was just like, I'm just so thankful. Woo. Hallelujah.
You know, and the COVID with the virtual learning.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That was hard for the kids who had to go back to school. Because for my grandson, he did his kindergarten all virtual, right? So first grade was really hard for him. It was really hard to go there and just adapt. You know, I think that was stolen. First kindergarten, your very first time in school, and you doing it online is foreign to them. So when they go on campus, and he's going to a STEM academy, and it's so different there. It's so foreign, you know, it's so foreign there. So, but he's not going next year because
question. Do either of you think you could have did that? Do either of you think in our times where we were in high school, do you think you could have did that? just like all of a sudden,
girl, I would have been down for virtual, to be honest, because I couldn't. Yeah, I would have been down for it. I could have done it. I sure could have. I could most definitely. What about you, G Lou?
Yeah, I mean, if we had to do it, that's what we got to do. You know, we got to adapt.
Yeah.
You know.
I would have been down for it.
Because that was, like, my only social interaction, being the only child
at home. But, I
mean,
we didn't even have that type of the technology then, though, so I don't know. That would be way different. But,
what?
You know, but, yeah.
Actually, right.
So we didn't even have that type of technology then, so that would already have been different, but we would have had to do it, you know. You know.
Dilo, you were
good
kid. You were a good student, huh? He said,
when you
did
a lot. I wasn't
no
good
student. I said,
you was
a good student.
No, I wasn't. Don't let me sit up and lie to you.
Yeah,
I hope I didn't say that. I really wasn't no good student, you know, but yeah, I tried, man. But, you know, I had my times, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that just, I would have been, you know, I don't know. I would have been doing some other shit for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
The earthquake, I did have to do that a little bit because they did have to shut our school down in 94 after the earthquake for 2 months. But, yeah.
I remember that earthquake, that big one. I hung out on the bleachers behind the gym in the senior square, jumping gates, going to the liquor store, doing shit like that. So it was probably one of them patterns, you know, school. I never liked school, but you know, you do it because you got to do it. You know, parents say get your ass.
I got put out of every school I went to, man. I got kicked out of one. But I mean, I finished my shit later, you know what I mean? But I wasn't a good student, man. I mean, I tried. I had my time, but I don't know.
That's it. As long as we try, right? We're not stupid or ignorant because we didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I was just, wasn't no point. If I could do it all over again, though, definitely I would do it the right way. I'm not saying that to be bragging or, you know, I messed up, you know what I mean? But if I could do it over, I would do it the right way for sure. You know what I mean? And listen to what everybody told me to do and all that, you know, I did, mm-hmm. I chose to do that. And so, if I could do it over, I would do it better. But, you know, my daughter did it the perfect way. My daughter was an excellent student, master's degree, all type of shit. So, you know, she's doing her thing, so I'm just proud of her. Yes.
Yeah. And then
she
became
a
teacher.
Yeah, and she's an AKA. She's doing it to the fullest. So, shout out to my daughter.
What's the best
sorority? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm blessed for that. You know.
That's an interview. Yeah. That's a story. I know you interviewed her already.
Maybe one day she'll let me interview her. Maybe.
Yeah, that's inspirational.
Be my dream,
you know. Right, because we can all say ours are IG doing their thing and, you know, showing all of themselves, they doing something positive. We can have just like a panel and Queen became an instructor. You know, you became like you are a teacher, you're a daycare provider. That's teaching. You have to teach those children every day. You taught them something. They learned something from you, even the parents. So.
That was a good part. 10 years of doing that was I enjoyed it, you know, because I did teach. Mm-hmm. I ran it like it was a home, you know, it was a home daycare, and I ran it, you know, like it was home. But there was curriculums there. I taught everybody how to tie their shoe. I taught everybody how to write their name. I taught 6-year-olds how to hold a spoon and eat. I enjoyed it. It was a blessing for me because I learned from them as well. They taught me patience. They taught me understanding. They taught me how to lower my voice. They taught me how to really listen and understand. So I learned a lot from the children as well. And look, Ashley, and speaking of that, Ashley is engaged now. So she's engaged. She has her baby. Just seeing how everybody has grown up, even your daughters and Dominic, you know.
You taught me how to, I could be able to go to work, you know, at 4:00 in the morning and concentrate on my job and not have to worry about my kids getting to school and getting picked up from school. Like, that relief right there. Oh.
Man, the daycare van was like the double Dutch bus.
Back in the daycare days. You would have been in awe. Everybody was in awe. Mr. Baker.
Looking forward to the Mama Jean's daycare van pulling up. He's like, there go my girl.
Right.
Got Valerie
now
Parkin.
Now look at us. It's been gangsta shit on Flashback Friday.
Oh, I know. Mm. Okay, Gino, we're sorry. We just took over talking about something.
I know. We're going to be quiet.
It started about congratulating the kids. Oh, God.
To the graduates.
I'm on grandma duties.
The graduates.
You're right.
Yeah.
Shout out to the graduates again. Everyone who graduated, congratulations. Continued and much success to you all. I got a little cousin who just graduated as well. So shout out to all the graduates out there. Proud mothers, fathers, grandmothers, proud of your babies, man. Go out there and be great. You know what I mean? It's a big old world out there waiting on you to step in it. You know what I mean? So go be great. And don't stop.
Stay focused.
Focused.
Stay
on
focused.
Point.
Don't dip and swerve in nobody else's lane. Stay in your own lane. Be your own leader. You know, if you got to get people
right
to side-eye them, you know, but don't swerve in that lane that ain't going to take you nowhere. I mean, that's devastation right there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cameron. That was the other one, too. Shout out Cameron.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to my homeboy Tweed Cadillac, man. If you missed last night's show, he had a great show last night with the legendary Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa. She said Melissa Morgan. Great show with great history. So if you missed that, go back and check that out. 93. Tweed FMism. Tweed Cadillac. Great show again.
Let me tell you what
go
I
ahead.
Did. I'm sorry for cutting you off. This is just what I did because I went to bed really early, but I set my alarm clock. So the alarm clock went off. I turned it off, and I immediately grabbed my phone and turned to Tweeds to, you know, tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
I woke
right.
up. It was 12 o'clock.
you missed it.
When I woke up, the phone was still on the line, but it was 12:01. And I was like,
right.
I missed the whole show. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to it because I did
right.
not want to miss
dope.
That.
It was
so,
dope.
Yeah.
It was dope, man. Shout out to
yeah.
Melissa Morgan. It was a dope show, man. I really enjoyed her. Great history conversation. So shout out to her. Go back and check it out if you missed it as well. Shout out to our other co-hosts, Big Flossie B, Hank Norman from Long Beach. Check us out on Sundays as well. Number one rated. OG Sundays, Fabulous Low Rider, Oldies, man. You know we here tonight, Flashback Fridays, Fabulous Fridays with the Queens. I'm stepping in tonight. We're supposed to have a special guest. We're awaiting him, so when he comes, we'll let you know. Royal Flush in Queens, New York. The OG is here tonight. But we are here for the service. Don't get nervous in the meantime. In between time, it's G. Lou Marcy, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean. The phone lines are open, 914-803-4001. You want to call in. In the meantime, I'm going to go to a quick little something. We'll be right back. Okay.
Cool.
Flashback
okay.
Fridays, y'all.
Right on.
Church.
Listen to this disc jockey's introduction to Montavani's Lazy Gandhi.
But before we let the hurt out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out.
The jungle, the brothers.
Daylight though, on a roll. Black medallion, no gold. Hanging out with Mars, hanging out with me. Buddy, y'all in my face. Fold the lap, Jim Browski must wear a cap. Just in case the young girl likes to clap. Ain't for the win, but before I begin, I initiate the body with a slap.
I drop the beat, for the fighting from a Tribe Called Quest. When I see Buddy, I will never half step. I just do her tribal style and inject. The Buddy that I like is to be sexy and nice. Just good enough for the one they call fight. A brown skinned Buddy with shoulder length hair. Nice firm breast and a round area.
For the neck, I'm the keeper from a Tribe Called Quest. And if your quest for the Buddy, don't fess. If the Jimmy wants nothing but the best.
The best?
The best. Let's stick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch. Net won't be needed unless
dancing on the dance floor. Girl, it's you that I adore. Step off stage, just sing for more. Native tongue, got rhymes galore. Snap my fingers, make you mine. If not, I'll snap a
second time. After that, I guarantee you will be standing next to me.
Fly buddy,
buddy.
Don't you know you make me go nutty,
nutty.
I'm so glad that you're not a buddy, duddy,
duddy.
Not too skinny and not too chubby,
chubby.
Soft like silly putty. Miss Crabtree,
Crabtree.
I know that you're not mad at me, cause
at
I
me.
Told you that it was your buddy,
buddy.
That was making me ever so horny,
horny.
Jungleistically horny.
I won't lie, I love D-U-D-D-Y, cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious,
like a pig dream. Buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even riff.
On the dial, my buddy talks to me for a while. Plug two with a
pinch of her chip.
On the A side of sometimes the flip. Word up, buddy. It's the bud to my daisy tree,
uh-huh.
And the looting to my do-ray me, and the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three is the whole cabin
behind the bush. My buddy likes the way that I push, and like a champ just knock it on out. Never ever once selling out. My buddy helps me to
on my show,
keeping Jimmy in total control. Without buddy, I'd be on a roll.
Now as the lady, I thought the Jungle and Quest the Soul was just maybe. Give me the chance to say that I get crazy. Due to the fact I let buddy amaze me. As a matter of fact, it crazes me in many ways. I decided that it was time for more love to stay. So when it comes to the buddy, you know that I don't play. Cause to me, chasing buddy is the perfect way to spend the day.
From the soul, guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kinda clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that while like Ephraim and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine, and I can be your buddy.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long lovingness, you know,
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare.
A fee?
Word to the G.
I don't beg.
I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said,
his buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said the world because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do was break you.
You know what? She breaks
up. And then I watched, and then I checked my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line, and that buddy was mine, oh my. Now when Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy starts blocking in every brand.
And Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
About these French men out here today.
Cause I've been top buddy.
Buddy? buddy n'importe quand.
Let me tell you something. You can be my buddy anytime.
What's cracking? It's Big Snow. You know, I done took you to the mountaintop, but on trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G-Goo Show. Flashback Friday.
Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
Caviar, put holes through you, lick you through your radar. See
I'm pistol whipping clicks with my lyrics. I'm on a cheddar run, so my family benefits. Shit, I throw the vittles on the table for my young ones. Let the maid know that I'm out, now I'm on one. To link with some real conglomerates on the street for some heat. Then we smoke, baby, then we drink, baby. Now my homie, I love my Cali scene. It's the real thing, it's the real thing.
It's MC Peaches. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Big up to the sponsors, BT Media and 93 Tweet.
And just like that, we are back. Flashback Fridays, Flashback Fabulous Fridays with G Lou, Cousin Marcy, and Queen Jean. Before we continue, we got a caller. Shout out to our guest, Royal Flush. We're waiting on him still, people. Jeff Kwan told me it should be a minute. But we got a caller out there, Cousin and Queen.
Caller, caller, you're on the air. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, what's happening?
Hey,
hey.
Hey, DJ Maniac.
Hey, how y'all living out there? G Lou, Marcy,
DJ
and
Maniac.
Queen Jean.
How's
oh,
it
thank
going?
Thank God we live.
Good, good.
You
glad
sound
y'all
good.
Had the Flashback Friday. I'm good. I can't complain. I can't. I'm good now. I was angry, but I'm good now.
Oh, that's
what's up. It's always man. Good when you can conquer that anger, though. You know, ain't nothing like conquering
I know now.
Anger.
Yeah.
That anger have you in a bad space, man. And we don't want them kind of spaces in our head no more, right?
Right. Especially when you're emotional. Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to kick that spirit.
Yeah, you don't
want to
be emotional, yeah. No emotions, man. Uh-huh. Don't, yeah. Don't let the emotions get in the
that
way.
That anger can...
Oh, yeah.
That anger put you... You'll slip into darkness with that anger.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
So thank God that you conquered it. So what else is happening? DJ Maniac, you in the studio making them beats.
No, not today. I'm at work, but I will this weekend. I'm off Saturday and Sunday. I can't wait.
Hey, I felt like you was proposing to me. Were you proposing to me?
Oh, no.
You're so quiet. You don't have to answer that.
Trey gonna get mad. Trey baby gonna be mad. Queen don't be doing that. That's
you
all. That's
mad
all Trey
DJ Maniac.
Right
I was trying to look. I was like, is this man proposing to me? I was trying to understand that. What's happening?
I'm Melissa Morgan. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what was happening. I woke up to that text.
Hey.
I was like, ooh, did I just get proposed to?
Wow.
Hey,
did you check out Melissa Morgan interview out? Did you check out that Melissa Morgan episode with my boy Tweed, Maniac?
I didn't. I need to check that out because I love Melissa Morgan. Very underrated. She's one of the best.
Very
in the
underrated.
80s.
Right.
Yeah, people only know her for a few songs, and she got a whole lot of good songs. It's more than just the basic songs, and not basic, but the songs that people are familiar with. She got a lot of good music.
Yes,
right.
I love her, Angela Winbush. Like it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, that's
yeah.
one of my yeah. favorites, Angela.
That's what's up. That's what's
yes,
up,
indeed.
DJ Maniac, y'all. The legendary,
yep.
the legend in the making.
Oh, thanks.
Thank
I tried
for
to
calling.
Be. Oh, anytime.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all
DJ
as well.
Maniac, y'all.
Thank you.
DJ Maniac, y'all. DJ Maniac.
Much love,
bro.
Yeah, man. Got some cold beats.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Much love, man.
Much love.
Much love.
Even though
we'll
I think
right
I need
back.
The rest.
For sure. Go get that new Kendrick Lamar out now everywhere.
Pop the pain away. I slide the pain away. I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down for me. Yeah. I'm a diehard, it gets ugly. Too passionate, it gets ugly. I'm afraid, a little you relate, or not have faith, a little I might take my time. Ain't no saving face this time. I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you say? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down for me. My best. Settle mistakes felt like life or death. I wanna see the family stronger. I wanna see the money longer. You know that I'd die for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keeping me up at night. The world be reminding me it's danger. I still risk it all for a stranger. If I told you who I am, would you use it against me? Right or wrong, no stone, just love to send me. I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you say? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down for me. Baby, you make me pray for London. Yeah, as if I want it all without you involved. Guess it's all for nothing.
What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
The OGs chillin'.
while we listen to OD. Came a long way from dime bags of the stress weed. Now we smoke the best we can find when we blow trees. Money on my mind, been on my grind for 4 weeks. Cause I was always told if you don't work, then you don't eat. Caught a homie, drew up, tell him send me some more beats. I'm in the studio working on my new LP. California Love, about to hit him with another one. Just like Pac did when he dropped Troublesome. Life goes on, I repeat all my loved ones. Pops looking down, I know we proud of his first son. Started from the bottom, now that's why I finally worth some. Time to the mob, killer Rob, about to murk some. Yeah, I'm a G now, something like the letter man. Fully bossed up, all I'm missing is the cheddar man. Keep God first, everything else is secondary. Family over everything, cause loyalty is necessary. I'm legendary, going down in history. Realists wanna do it in this motherfucking century. When they mention me, boy, they mention in the greatest. So when you get the message, homie, you can go relay this. Got my own station, so you know I'm gon' play this. And when I do, I'm dedicating this one for you haters. Homie, I'm a leader, let you other dudes follow. OMG's a label, getting money is the motto. And if you don't like it, you can take a dick and swallow. Rocky Balboa knocking niggas like Apollo. Acting like Garage, trying to be the top model. You need to find God and get a fucking role model. Can't play me, you're better off playing Lotto. First runner up, get a grand prize hollow. I'ma tell the truth, most of y'all fabricated. I'm climbing up the ladder to success, y'all hate it. Hoping I don't make it, I'm praying on my downfall. Long as I got God, I can never be stopped, dog. High up in the clouds while I'm creeping through the fall. Point guard of the team, I'm just waiting on the ball. I'm the top dog now, something like Snoopy. Story of my life, y'all niggas watch the movie. Yeah.
Okay, we are back. Flashback, Fabulous Fridays with Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean. But like I said, we're waiting on our guest. I don't know if he'll show. You know how this goes.
Yay,
it's a live
yay.
Show, so we got to keep it moving. But it's all good because you got us.
Hey.
You got Cousin Marcy. I'm just here tonight. This is their show. Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, what it do?
What it do?
Kendrick Lamar got some good collaborations on there. He got Kodak Black. He got Summer Walkers and Ghost Killer and Baby Kim and Sam. Dude, he got some good collaborations on there. That's a dope album. But that cover, though, wow.
Yes.
That album cover, it speaks some volumes.
That's why I got to go back and listen to the Melissa, is that how he said? Morgan interview, because I was listening to that. I messed up. I was supposed to listen to it tonight, and I forgot Melissa Morgan was last night. But I'm going to go back and listen. But so far, so good. Came with it.
Yeah.
Got us thinking again already. I'm excited, especially for the West. The video just topped it off. You know, he just really made me want to go jump off the cliff when I heard that Marvin interpolation. I mean, like, And
she said she wanted to jump off the cliff. Don't do that. Hey, what do you
into want? into a big vat of marshmallows. Let me clean that up.
A big Marvin Gaye. I mean, we both love us some Marvin Gaye. So yeah, that's childhood.
Yes.
So that's from our parents, our dads at Marvin Gaye.
Right. So,
yeah.
Right. How you like it? Far, Mr. G. Lou.
Oh, yeah, it's dope. Classic, man. Classic Kendrick. You know, I listened to it this morning in its entirety. So, yeah, I really like it. Dope. Always, you know, he's always coming with the unexpected, something different. It don't sound like nothing else out. You know what I mean? So, it's dope. Shout out to Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he brings some knowledge in his songs. His wordplay is real. It's deep.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I
want to
go play
it
on the radio. Too bad I won't be listening, but yeah, I wonder if they'll be playing it on the radio. It's not as brash as the other two. He's saying some stuff, but it's not how we was going over Damn the other week where, you know, just like, oh, I'm just going to put you in this corner or make you listen to this. It's kind of like, nah, you can come here if you want to and listen to this. Let me tell you what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, the parents are home. Okay. My
Gmail. Oh,
that's a thing. I was on Gmail duties.
I was kind of person. Yeah.
Your little protector for real. That picture you guys had the other day with him throwing up the deuces. I'll be like, all the kids know that from you, throwing up the peace sign.
Peace. And that'd be him doing that. He'd be like, I want to take a picture with you, Nana. I want to take a picture. And he was like, wait a minute, let me get the peace sign. The peace sign.
He's so cute. He is so cute.
Hello.
She was like, I'm in the studio. I'm in the studio. We are in the studio. I'm perturbed. I can't light my candle. I can't light my candle. We'll just say that, my Nora Money candle. My lighter went off, so I'm sitting here rocking back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the graduates, anybody who's looking for a money lay or a candy lay, you can contact Natalie Garcia on Facebook, DM her. She makes some beautiful lays for graduations. Yeah. She had put up one and it said $3,000. I was like, somebody's making a, you're making a lay for $3,000?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. Mm-hmm. She told me it was fake money. So, but anybody that wants a lay, contact Natalie Garcia, Facebook, DM her.
Shout out to Natalie Garcia,
days.
Bandana, the whole
for
bam.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
what
a
it
blast
do,
out there in Long Beach. Yeah, it's raining hard out here. Yeah, shout out to Long Beach, D-Lou. You're absolutely right.
The
I was
LBC.
Flossie
the
today.
City by the sea.
Because, you know, you
I'm going
Flossie
there tomorrow, Lord will.
So, he'll be on social media. I haven't seen him active in like 2 days.
Oh, yeah, like, Flossie. Yeah, you've been low-key, huh? Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I
haven't seen him.
On there, but I ain't seen him, though, either. So, yeah, you're right. Might have to check on Floss. But I'm sure he's okay, but I'm going to definitely check on Floss. Shout out to Floss, the boss, my guy. Shout out to Hank Norman over there, too, man. You know, my guys, man. Much love to y'all. Hope everyone's good. Yeah, make
shout
sure your people's all right, though.
Too.
Malik, the peacemaker.
Yeah.
The peacemaker.
Yeah.
Much love, brother.
Putting the videos with him and his grandson, and he'd be trying to get his grandson to eat his grandson say no, I don't like that. And he said, what you know about not liking something? You're only 2 years old. He said, no. I wanted to say no means no. He said, no, like get that out of my face. I don't want that. He said, can somebody tell this little kid that Ramadan is over, he can eat now?
Right.
So, yeah. He has a very handsome little grandson. So, yeah, shout out to Scotty D, too. I guess he's home. So, Scott, shout out to him. Shout out to Square Opolis as well. And also to Marcus Clayton. You know, shout out to him. That was a good conversation, too. With Scotty D, Marcus Clayton, Tweed Cadillac, and Malik Spillman. That turned out to be, you know, G. Lou, how we'll start our shows off. We bring them on for one thing, and it always turns out to be a whole different topic. Those are the best to me.
Yeah.
Because we go in a whole different direction, you know. Yep. But I always say that's the way the Most High leads it, you know, things that need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Shout out to everybody. Everyone's having a good Friday. Hope everyone had a great week, and you have a great weekend as well. So you can start it off right here with us. We'll be here for the remainder of the time. Like I said, we're supposed to have a guest, but you know how these things go. So we'll just be here and entertain you at the same time. Shout out again to my host Marcy, cousin Marcy, and Queen Jean. We'll be right back, y'all.
Hey now. Cousin Marcy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Sailing, he never really seemed to notice vision failing. cause that was all part of the high. The sweat was pouring, he couldn't take it, the room was exploding, he might not make it. Please, children, would you listen? Just interesting where it's at. You won't remember what you're missing, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back. They were standing, everybody in a circle, the whole family. I listened to the preacher's words, sis was crying. She alone held a secret about his dying. Tears falling to earth, and maybe her fault. He was so trusting, God only knew why. They were dusting. Just ain't where it's at, oh. You won't remember what you're missing, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back, to back, to back, to back. Believe me, sister, don't mean nobody no good. The room was exploding. You might not make it. Children, it's hard to listen, but I ain't trying to run your life. Oh, might just seem like one more good time, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back.
Now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Because I didn't want to be tied down. I was afraid.
Oh, that Gil Scott Heron was, ooh, that was, that's a dope jam. Yes, that's a dope jam. I want to first start out with shouting out our family friend to the show, Cynthia Nunn. Happy birthday, Boss Queen. Happy birthday to you. Today is her birthday as well. So, yeah, shout out to Cynthia Nunn. I'm going to start off with Tweed Cadillac Show. That if you didn't get it yesterday, go ahead and check it out. You can check it out on blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. And also every Thursday, him and G. Lewis on the air. The studio line is 347-855-8436. And the times are West Coast, 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. If you have any music requests, you can contact TweedCadillac@yahoo.com. But if you missed the show last night with Melissa Morgan, check them out on Blog Talk Radio. And also, as I stated, Cynthia Nunn, today is her birthday. You can go by her place tomorrow for free food that she gives away every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. And also follow her, Incident Angels, on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. For those of you who don't know the history behind Incident Angels, she started that organization in memory of her sister who she lost to a violent death. So follow her, patronize her, go by and receive your blessing every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon. Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, he accepts donations, food, and clothing. He's out every morning, early mornings, to help the homeless by giving them food and making sure they have warm clothing and bedding. So check him out as well. It's Luther Jr. Keith on Facebook and IG. He accepts donations as well. You can DM him and he can give you the exact information on how to get those items to him. For your bakery needs, follow sugarholic.ca on Instagram for custom-made desserts, Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, Tanya Ward on IG. She has the OG Banana Pudding, the Caramel, Peach Oreo, Toffee, Strawberry, and the OG, as I stated, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. You can follow on Instagram as well, at FD Funnel Cakes. Place a phone order at 562-235-2333 from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. She accepts the last order at 8:45 p.m. She's located at 661 East 62nd Street in Los Angeles. Order online, pickup or delivery, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, cash, debit, or Apple Pay. You can also purchase Fun Diggity Funnel Cake Mixture at Miracle Market in Compton, 800 West Alondra Boulevard, Compton, California, 90220 if you're using a GPS, and that's on the corner of Compton and Alondra. Also, she has her items at Juicy Juice at 940 East Dominguez Street in Carson, California, across from the Carson Mall, and 24-hour fitness. Sweets by Ken, banana pudding, chocolate covered strawberries. Follow Sweets by Ken, serving the San Bernardino area. She's on IG. Nora Monte Candles on IG for your wax melts, rooms, and car fresheners as well. If you're in need for a facial in the San Diego area, contact Jamie Cornell on Facebook. Poison Ink Tattoos. That man does some great tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach. Ask for Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG. Book in advance at 323-639-9747. And also every day you can catch Big Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to receive a blessing of free food, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. That's all week, first come, first serve. Also, you can attend Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and check out the Bible study every Wednesday live on Facebook at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. Also, the lot auto sales at 538 East PCH, Long Beach in California, 908-06-562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. His hours are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. For your lowrider needs, you can contact CVM Hydraulics, located in Santa Fe Springs. Ask for Kool-Aid at 323-864-5050 for further information. Skip Skip Transport and Lockouts, located in Charlotte, North Carolina. He goes from state to state, from driveway to driveway. Contact him for any further information. Recommend the YouTube channels, the G. Lou Show, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, United Streets of America, Skip Townsend, Writer for Life Films, G Connect, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition, and Seti Nash, and Incredible Harvey Air, and CC Reacts. Also, check out the G Lou After Hours streaming live on YouTube. Tonight he has an interview, and it should be an amazing interview. He has a new
show that comes on every Monday called Let's Talk About It. Great topics. For events, May the 21st, from 8 to 10 p.m., back on Death Row with Snoop Dogg, Warren G, and the Eastsiders, the Lady of Rage, and RBX at the Mechanics Bank Arena Theater and Convention Center that's located in Bakersfield, California. You can get your tickets at axs.com or Mechanics Bank Arena. For further info, 661-852-7300. BMEG presents a block party May the 21st from 4 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. in West Covina. Food, drinks, vendors, live music, artists, and performance. Reservations recommended. Call or text 702-578-6716. Special guest is Nephew Michael, friend to the family, friend to the show. And those are my announcements for our West Side Wednesday. Wow, our fabulous Friday.
You know, on Wednesday, y'all said Friday. This week, you know, I lost a couple of days this week, too. Thank you for that announcement, Queen. Wonderful.
Queen
Thank
G.
you for
you got a,
mentioning
a
my babies. Ooh, caller.
We got a caller, okay.
caller,
hello. Hello? Hey, caller.
Are you there with
Good
us?
Evening.
Going once, going twice. That almost sounds like the same caller from last week. Because the TV was on. We gonna get this right, caller. I think the caller calling and don't know they pressed one, but it's all good. Because
it's a lot of
butt downs. Yeah. We gave him a 1, 2, 3. Okay, supervisor, do I get the right to disconnect? Going once, going twice.
Oh my God!
So like
doing
the job, cousin Marcy.
Thank you for calling. Well, that's how we got to do. We got to get our permission. We can't just let them go.
Right.
Yeah.
I know when I was dispatching, all of our lines were recorded, right? So they would like to say, she just hung up in my face. That operator just hung up in my face. I'd be like, I didn't hang up in your face. So what they would do is just go to the, I called it the glass bowl. They go back there and play the tape back. You know, they don't just take your words. They got to make sure the students are, you know, not telling a lie.
Right.
So they'll play the tape back and they'll see. No, operator 13 didn't hang up in your face. We did an investigation. You hung up the phone.
Right.
So yeah, you do have to get the permission because it'll come back and get you if you don't.
That's right, or you just go silent, and then they'll hang
right.
up. Trust and believe me. Hello.
Caller, are you there? Like Jimmy, he'd be like, it's one of your skits you do. It'd be like, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Right. It's all good. Well, they took the effort and the time to call us. On this flashback,
that part.
Fabulous
That's all
Friday.
That matters.
We jam it. That last song.
Yeah, we were thought of.
So far for a couple of hours.
You say what, Morgan?
Pop locking it. That last one, that pop locking song. Make me want to go watch Snowfall for a couple of hours.
Shout out to Snowfall, man. Man, that's over with, man. It comes and goes so fast. We got to wait a whole nother year. Shout out to Snowfall.
A whole nother year.
Yeah.
And
that's
50
it.
Cent announced that he was bringing Monique into BMG. I mean, BFM.
BMF.
Yeah, he's going to bring Monique. And that's good that he's giving her a shot, you know, because she had got such a bad deal. So that's good that he's giving her a shot to come onto the show. That's what I can say about 50 Cent. He's a genius, and he'll help you out, though. They can talk all the mess that they want. But, 50 done came all the way.
You'll help everybody.
He done came all the way up, right?
Right.
21 questions for being one of the best producers.
Shout out to 50 Cent. Shout out to everyone out there, too. We are here. It's Friday, y'all. Call in if you want to holler, talk. Just don't butt dial. 914-803-4001. We thank for your service. Don't get nervous. We'll be right back, y'all.
Smoking a fat sack right here on the station of place.
Oh,
your platinum hits W balls. My dick's in your ear, caller. You want to say what? Hello? Hello, caller? Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground and the LB. See you when I get back. Dedicated to the East Side, 21 Street. My favorite and your favorite, Snoop Froggy Dog. And somebody new in the dog pound. Check it out right here on the station that plays only platinum hits. 187.4 on your FM dial. We've been taking caller number 21 for those Janet Jackson tickets. So call in 310-D-A-P-O-U-N-D. That's 310-P-O-U-N-D, bitch. That's the pound.
Hear ye, come one, come all. It's the first annual G, Nick, and all my dogs are invited, so go on and light it. Cause it's the first time in a long time.
Right.
Reminiscing about the Fresh Fest back in 85 when the Dubs and Insane Yak used to who ride. Old motherfuckers like it was the thing to do. 85, 84, 8 straight in year 82.
82.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about. After 40 on the lake at the big homie's house. And bet nobody bring a motherfucking gun, cause everybody in the house from 2-1.
21st Street, Burst Street, where it all started.
From.
And you know we fly Long Beach, the Hornets. Niggas coming realer than the real McCoy. So step with your rep and we bring the noise. It's a gang of fly bitches, homies on the switches. Dice in the back if you wanna get your riches. No snitches allowed inside the crowd, cause this is a G thing. Eastside LBC bring, finna have some fun. Represent 2-1 and bet nobody bring a motherfucking gun. And
yeah, King Park was the location, and the bigger G, yeah, that was my destination.
We were
looking up to niggas coming up before me, and LBC get to my Eastside home.
It's like,
the East Side's perfect. Haha, now that's working. Hell yeah, the East Side's perfect. Haha, yeah, now that's working. You bring a strap, then you have to trip.
So if you on a mission, nigga, gone and dip.
We got meat to eat,
breaks to meet,
and chronic we can smoke
ever
on.
If I ever get a loc on.
Strolling through the park one day, puffing on a fat ass J with my homie named Trey. Deep trying to see if we can put this LBC thing back together like it was supposed to.
Cause you know I'm down with ya to make them get the picture. And if I have to sit ya down, then I spit ya. Game from the heart, I came from the store. See, I was regulating when Craigers was the day.
Nigga, let me interact with my black poker sacks and the gray golf hat tilted to the
what's
back.
Up?
Ditching Sunday school to get a pack of now laters while I'm rolling with the filler and killing with the Raiders.
And when we bank with the Saints, then we ain't no joke. Come around from out of bounds and we goes for broke.
Now we breaking them up, mm-hmm, shaking them up.
Yeah.
And just for a second, we waking them up.
Continue
giving up game on this tight ass beat. What a small dedication to 2-1 Street.
Yeah, that's right, live here, the VIP here on PCH and MLK. You niggas know what's up. We're gonna be taking some calls in for this small dedication for the East Side. Call it, my dick's in your mouth, you wanna say what?
Yo, this OG Slip from the East Side, you know what I'm saying?
What's
I just
up,
wanna say, you know, I like the song that the nigga you doing and shit.
Right.
I appreciate all that shit, cause I was there when niggas really put that shit down. When niggas used to just fight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wasn't no gun, you know, shit like that.
Right.
You know, just walk, you know, like at the Fresh Fest, niggas just bop, you know, hit a nigga up out of the head. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I like the song, you know,
right.
I give it a, you know, a thumbs up, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, I wanna dedicate this one to my baby's mama. I love you, Monisha.
Sounds like this nigga's brown nosing. But anyway, we're gonna move on. We're gonna take another call. Caller, my dick's in your mouth. You wanna say what?
Hi. Okay, my name is Todd. And I live like, you know, like almost by the East Side, but not really in the East Side. And I just don't really understand it, man. I mean, like, I love everybody, man, you know. And I, like, drive through there and they, like, you know, You know how those black guys, you know, with the pants hanging on down. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, Snoop Dogg rules, man. But, you know, it's like, I just don't understand why they would, like, you know, want to beat me up, you know. But, you know, I just want to say I like the song, man, and I give it the big powwow.
All right, that's cool, that's cool. I feel you. If you can get with it. Ain't nothing but a G-thang. Right here on the station that plays only platinum hits. 187.4 FM on your dial.
brown nose. Hey, check it out. We are back. We are back. You know, shout out to Ricky Harris. Rest in peace, man. We had to do it to you one time, but we do have a caller now.
Oh, goody. Caller. Happy Fabulous Flashback Friday.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Sir.
Good evening.
How are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Although I had to go to the restroom, and it's not proper etiquette to take a phone with you while listening to a radio program. And upon my leaving the restroom, I was heard of the the phone shaming. And all I want to know is, you know, Marcy, you know, who are you, Marcy? Because I was getting phone shamed, and I don't, that's really not cool. I just want to know who are you.
I'm Cousin Marcy, and I'm the fabulous co-host of Fabulous Friday, the Flashback Friday, but I did not mean to shame you. Yes, it's not proper etiquette, so, you know, that's excusable. We was not here at the phone shame you. Not at all.
That is good. I don't want to boycott.
All is relieved.
I really don't want to boycott. I don't want to boycott the show. I love it every Friday, every Wednesday. But, man, I'm
you
like, they're a phone
Cousin
shame. They are phone shaming me. I just want to know who the hell hurt you.
Well, that sounds like something somebody said to you, Sweet. Sweet said, he want to know who in the hell hurt you, Cousin Marcy.
Yeah. I know. I said, that's Mr. Who hurt you? I didn't hurt him before. I know that's right. A caller that did act. All I can say is a caller that did say no one day at the job. I have to be 100% truthful. For real. I didn't get no response on the line, but, you know, you caught us up and let us know what's up, so that's what's up. Mr. Who hurt you? Tweed Cadillac.
Super love, y'all. Super
love.
I won't boycott after all.
Don't.
I'm going to take down the petition. I will stop the petition right now.
Thank you, sir.
I'm
going to
go check out your show on Blog Talk, Tweed, because I totally missed it. It really was not my intention, so I'm going to go check it out because I know it was pretty super dope. G. Lou said it was a good show, which I'm sure it was, so I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, she hung like snot for the whole 2 hours. I didn't think, I knew it was past the bedtime, but she hung out.
Yes, she did, man. She did. Great show.
And how do we pronounce
Melissa
her
Morgan.
Name correctly?
Melissa.
Melissa Morgan.
Okay.
Always thought it was Melissa.
Me too.
Right.
I think that's why
we
she changed the way that is spelled, because they had like M-E-L-I-S-S-A, and she kind of put her, she changed the way that it was spelled. So, yes, Melissa.
Yeah, with that little hyphen.
Some of her
albums.
Yeah, with that hyphen.
I couldn't find that symbol. I couldn't find that symbol on my computer. I'm like, wait a minute. How did she get that little symbol? And it's like, wow, that was kind of weird to me.
Well, what you have
to
do,
like, Mr. Who Hurt You, right next to the enter button on the right-hand side.
The inner button on the right side.
Yeah,
all right,
on the right hand side. But you gotta hit your shift for future reference. Okay,
all
I'm
right,
before I get
so
petition.
Much.
Before I get a petition again.
I don't
want no smoke. I don't want no smoke.
All right, let's keep the music pumping. You on a roll,
I got
man? What you gonna do? What you gonna do now?
I got you. Let me take one more. Let me take one more caller, Tweed. Hold on. Caller on line 3. Hello.
Yeah, no, this is Reverend Ali, man. I heard Tweed Cadillac, man. I wanted to get on the same bandwagon and ride the boat with him. You know what I mean? Hugs to Queen Jean, push-ups to G-Lou. Y'all play the music.
Yes.
Let's keep it going. Much love to the sister
Reverend
on the
Ali,
phone,
hold
too.
Hold
I don't
up,
know her
man.
Name.
Hold up, Rev.
Much
where
love,
you been,
Ali.
Where you been, Rev?
I know. Ali be disappearing, right? She's like that song.
What
like
you mean? I was here Wednesday. What you talking about?
Nah, before that, though, you
oh,
been
yeah, you
was missing
there.
For about a month, though. Before that, though,
I always listen to you, G-Lou. Sometimes I ain't out of pocket. I'll be listening online.
Okay. I don't see that number.
Sometimes my phone, y'all know I got a, come on now, G-Lou, you know I got a flip phone.
Okay.
I love y'all. I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? We still working together. Don't worry about it. This is G Lou. I got a tattoo, you know, on my arm. G Lou Show.
I heard
Tweet Cadillac. I had to get it in, you know. I heard Tweet Cadillac, you know what I'm saying? That's my dude, you know what I'm saying? We ride both sailboats together down here in San Diego. He been missing in action. That's the dude that's been missing.
That's the one. Tweet Cadillac, is this true?
Yeah, man. I'm like 1,000 miles away. The nigga ain't around the corner from L.A. no more. In 2 hours, I'm going to go to San Diego twice in one day. I went there. We hung out. Came back to L.A. and said, man, I want to go back. Came back the same day. I can't do that now.
Yeah, that's my dude, Tweet, though, man. Much love to all y'all on this phone, man. Happy Friday. You know what I'm saying? We don't believe in the satanic 13th and all that old crazy stuff.
I didn't even notice it was the 13th. Somebody said that earlier.
None of that.
Yeah, Jason can't do nothing over here. Jason to get his ass whooped over here. Anyway, play the music, G-Lou.
All right, man.
Jason
again,
God.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, man. This is my homies right here, man. I love y'all.
Me and my homies low. You know we kick it like every day. My room, and I don't have no one to talk to. I just pick up my phone and call some folks who know what I go through after I smoke a joint. Come on, to keep my temper low.
Make
to get funky. Problems will be solved.
To the break of dawn.
Everybody knows.
To the break of dawn.
When it comes to a situation
to
like this.
To the break of dawn.
And
to
I can't break
resist. To the break of dawn.
To the break of dawn.
To the break of dawn. To the break of dawn. To the break of dawn.
This ain't on the pot tip, check it out. What is a panther? An animal that kills. I'm like a shark with blood coming out the gills. You can never in your wildest dreams get a piece of this gangsta lean straight for Queens. Strong as liquor that be seen in a limousine. Now you're getting done without Vaseline. Wouldn't bite because your rhymes are puppet chow. Made another million so competitors bow. Homeboy, hold on, my rhymes are so strong. Nothing could go wrong, so why do you prolong? Dogs that ain't strong, brother, you're dead wrong. Ain't got the nerve to have them Star Trek shit. You can't handle the whole weight. Skin needs lotion, teeth need Colgate. Wise up, you little burnt up french fry. I'm that type of guy. And I slap, you know, just like a sumo. Put them in Pampers, leave my drawers in a Tampa. When I'm through, you need a brand new identity. I was scooping girls before you lost your virginity. Your jam is just a dreaming MC scheme. Getting crushed by LL Fiend. Something like Shaft, put you in a cast. Fuck your little blood clot boy, you must not know. The rep I keep the MC. I peep sweep, play cheap and freak with a sheet, you need technique. Get rid of that yuck mouth smile, cause brother, you ain't got no style. Keep on.
To the break of dawn. To the break of dawn.
Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Hey, that's kind of funny, but check this out here.
To the break of dawn.
Yeah. Immaculate styles are used to abuse and feed, so light the fuse and spread the news. You lose to the damager, microphone manager, coat crush and bruise and bandage, an amateur. That amateur swinging a hammer from a body bag. So run and get your camera. Get a flick of the stiff that shot to get swift, but I'm the wrong brother to dance with. Cause I don't need a partner to swing. Keep your eyes on the cool day ring. Shooting the gift, but you just don't shoot it right. You couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Wouldn't throw a rock in a ghost town. So don't try to play post clown. You know the LL's back in town and all the wannabe sheriffs is getting shot down. Give me that microphone. I'ma show you the real meaning of the danger zone. Stop dancing, get to walking. Shut your old mouth and young folks are talking. You little snake in the grass. You swing a hammer but you couldn't break a glass. Give me a lighter. Now you're cut loose from that Jerry Curl juice. Cool J is back on the map. And when I see you, I'ma give you a slap. That's right, a little kick for that crap. Cause my old gym teacher ain't supposed to rap. Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Yeah.
To the break of dawn.
I said keep on.
To the break of dawn.
You stand beside me, I'm cool, I freeze ICE on your trail and I'ma cut that ponytail. You're disobedient with the wrong ingredients, but I'ma drink you down over the rocks while I freak on your album cover jocks. You're gonna hear real ill paragraph soon. I took the cover right home to the bathroom. And the immortal words of LL hard as hell. Your broad wears it well. She's the reason that your record sold a few copies. But your rhymes are sloppy like Oscar. And you're bound to get dropped and shot. I ain't Murray the cop. No, am I fearless? But I got a bag of tricks. Mr. Butcher Man, give me a fix so I can show you I'm immune to them romper room tunes. You little hip-hop raccoon. I'm not Scarface, but I want more beef. Before you rap, you was a downtown car thief. Working in a parking lot. A brother with a perm deserves to get burned. So tell me how you like your cold cream. On a cone, in a bowl, or in a wet dream. With your TV on channel fuzz. Uncle L, got so much damage he does. Here's $5, catch a taxi cab. Take your rounds around the corner to the rap rehab. Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Yeah.
To the break of dawn.
Keep on.
To the break of dawn.
Want to plug it up a little bit. My man be rocking off in the crib, you know what I'm saying?
To the break
over
here
at my mom's house, just cooling out. My man Clash in the house. Sipping on his bottles and James. Premium peach flavor, one or two. Lounging back.
To the break of dawn.
Keep on.
Hey. To the break of dawn. Go ahead. To the break of dawn.
Hey man, that LL was a cold. LL was a cold dude, man. Shout out to LL Cool J, man. Flashback Fridays, the G-Lou Show.
One, run, I drop a ton. Take your favorite MC, you bring the light like the sun. Get done, bow down I be the one known to rock rhymes with lines beyond yours to make it rhyme time. I'm the master of the ceremony, only G. It'll be a long day before you see another me. I be high in the clouds with the system pumping loud. Tripping, loving life, it's the illest juvenile with my nickel red running up in. Your spot with enough dick for you and a friend. Some killer ass weed for those who huff and make you wanna kill a nigga after taking one puff for the stuff. Shit is tough, but all stress chased away by the Tangeray murder in my way. Hey, young world, peep my method of madness. Watch it bring sadness because it's that girl. Now who the fuck wanna see you on a fake them all? Now who the fuck wanna see you on a fake them all? I get mad wreck when wreck is the concept. Stickin' text to fake niggas next when they flex. For those that don't know about my flows, let me introduce. I'm anti-truth and pack a deuce. I'm 5'5". I serve the best of the living. I come swift, that's squad solo. I be one of the illest, realest, getting busy shorty. Rolling with Reggie, smoking blunt and drinking 40. I'm ripping niggas out the frame with information when I unleash shit. I dust them off like cremation. If it's on, it's on, nigga. Say word fine. Word fine on my mama and his kids. I represent the East when niggas ill fuck peace. All that shit you talking, nigga, that will get your ass to seat. Murder. Haven't you heard of what I be dropping? Cause when I drop my ill style, my style be popping like corn. Word is born, it's on again. I wear them up till they fetch up with the Mac to their shit. It's the black Mac 10. I never roam with chrome. When I do my ill shit, I only represent my home. It's P-H-I, double the L-Y. When I'm in New Jersey, North 18th, hitting a double I. Now sigh in relief cause y'all can't see me. I be the looniest little ass MC. Now, when I drop my format, I make your brain go splash. From what I pack, niggas got to react. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake them all. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake them all. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake them all. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake them all. Coming from the squad of death. Never left stranded, all is demanded when the Glock 9 is handed. Demanded with green eyes, pack teeth. What? Still keeping it real, maintain to keep it street peak. The way I sweep them seeds up off their feet. Irritating like wedges on fork feet. Your shit is obsolete. I defeat what? And crush when I bust the porn. Niggas with the gun like track needs to make them run. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake them all. And when I rock, I shock and see you sure to fall. You shouldn't have went there, nigga. You gotta come quicker and say, I'm known to twist the mister. Now is you with me?
With who?
Jamal. Got the girlies hanging from the ball till I dig up in they draw. I got shit coming like plaster, coming massively. Pack that for a rat and let bitches keep passing. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake Jamal. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake Jamal. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake Jamal.
rebellious, cause I don't accept everything this is telling us. What are you selling us? The creator's dwelling us. I sit in your unknown past while you're failing us. I fail to practice, I ain't with your reasons. You're trying to make me you by ceasing. Off my mind with CJ Run. See John Rock in a hardcore New York. Come on now, it's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in the school of ebony, African history should be puffed up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot, run, run, get spot. Insulting to a black mentality, a black way of life or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Yo, Chris.
Whoa. Hold up, see. Hold up, see. We're gonna see if they're really ready for this. Are y'all having fun tonight? I said, are y'all having fun tonight? I believe that if you teach in history, deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught. Cause black and white can both take short. When one doesn't know about the other with culture, ignorance boosts down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? Well, Eli Whitney, Holly Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Vladimir improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic light. Harriet Tubman took the plays at night. Madam CJ Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be hard, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system. One that caters to a black return, because you must learn.
What up, cameraman?
Let me start home! We're not through with the ragga stuff. We're not through with the ragamuffin stuff yet, man. Akebulan is the original name of Africa, now stripped of its fame. It's good to know that in ancient times, Egyptians developed all sciences of the mind, to the point where they ruled the planet. But Rome, Greece, and Persia wasn't having it. They attacked and won the war, but it wasn't enough. They had to get to the core, cause in that time it was Akebulan that moved religion, politics, and man. In order to destroy the Egyptian race, they had to wipe the sciences from off the face of the planet. So they proceeded to banish and replace it with Christianity. And it's been that way all the way to today. Learn what we teach, hear what we say. But here comes the case of the S, the O, the N, the E, the B, D, P, and we rhyme intelligently. Let me continue with Theodosius, a Greek ruler not known to most of us. He, in the 4th century A.D., closed the Egyptian schools, you see. 2 years later, Justinian ruled. 6 A.D., was it the school? As a result, ignorance had swirled over Christian Europe and Greco-Roman world. This went on for 1,000 years of ignorance, stupidity, and tears. Now comes the 17th century hardness. Europe began to come out of its darkness. So Johann F. Blumenbach, a German, came out of nowhere and started confirming white supremacy and men of color. Before this time, all men were brothers. It was Johann who went on to say, there are 5 different colors in the world today. That's Caucasian, Malayan, and Mongolian, American Indian, and Ethiopian. Yet, the ignorance gets scarier. He believed white was superior. According to his idiotic fountain, the purest white was from the Caucasus Mountains. J.A. Governor and H.S. Chamberlain both supported this outrageous racism. This went on to what the master race should be and why they killed the Jews in Germany. Here is the reason why I'm so concerned, because you must learn. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Check this out.
Message, message, shout out to KRS-One. Flashback Fridays, the G. Lou Show.
Yo, what's up, this is DJ Yeller, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up, this is DJ Yeller coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G. Lou Show. You know what I said? The G. Lou Show in the house.
Hey,
love you too, G-Lou and my queen Jean. You guys have a very professional platform. I love you guys. Get down. We'll make you guys unique. Y'all come at a different angle, but on something that everybody can relate to. I want to go out on this note. May the Creator bless and protect each and every last one of us from all evils on this earth, because it's clean ammonia. And despite vaccinations, I still suggest that you cover up when you're out and about in society and in public, and keep your space from strangers. Continue to wash your hands frequently and sanitize. Love you guys.
That part, grip sag. G-Lou, Queen Jean, like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And remember that, stay safe, stay prayed up, and don't forget to give me 6 feet.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see.
Y'all know about that right there. Don't. Mr. Charlie is just a man. I had to play that. I had to play that, y'all.
I know. Look, I know you don't blame Mr. Charlie. You don't blame Mr. Charlie. I do know that. Because he's just
super great. I don't know who the hell Mr.
That's
Charlie is.
That's a cold cut, though.
That's a cold piece right there. Shout out to Betty Wright.
That's
rest
a cold
in peace.
Cut right there. But like she said, don't blame Mr. Trice. So guess who just popped up on social media? Flossie did.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Flossie. Flossie, you talked him up.
You talked him up.
You spoke the spirit.
Yeah.
That's the spirit.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Shout out to Floss B.
Let us, at least we know he good.
That's right.
Yeah, I get worried when I don't see, you know, certain people on social media when you used to seeing them, you know. So, yeah, shout out. But, yeah, that was a cold cut right there, G. Lou, after the bang. And don't blame Mr. Charlie. Charlie,
just
that some of that Kevin Samuel stuff.
Right.
Start it off,
and
you must learn. Start it off there.
Yeah, that you must learn, though. How about that? That KRS-One. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
I'm going to have to go watch Beef. Right. He just set up my TV for the night. I got to watch Beef. I got to watch Snowfall.
All right. Come on now. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
Take us on up out of here.
I ain't watching.
We're going to see the end.
Well, it was a great show after all. Shout out to our guests. We hope everything is good with you. I know you just had a birthday, so you might be still celebrating, but shout out to you. And, yeah, thanks to everybody who has supported the show tonight, and shout out to Tweed Cadillac because he was going to check you, Cousin Marcy.
No, he was.
Tweed is...
after the rain, he had to go to the bathroom, but no, he what?
He gonna come back and get you again. But anyway, shout out. Cause you,
Queen
you're
set you
talking big ish right now. Yeah, you're right, G. Lou. You're right. She fell for the okie doke. Okay.
Right.
But anyway, shout out to everybody. Everybody have a great weekend, and don't forget to come back and check us out on Sunday for our Lowrider OG show with me, G. Lou, Big Flossy, and Hank's the Gangster, and check out G. Lou tonight, YouTube show streaming live after hours, 9:30 p.m. Check him out tonight, and peace and love to everybody. It's on you, Cousin Marcy.
Oh, I don't got nothing. I'm checked out. Peace and love. One love. Shout out to the guest, Mr. G. Lou. Thank you so much again.
You said, I ain't got nothing, man. I'm all out.
I
gave it up, man. I gave it up.
I ain't got nothing. Giving up is hard to do.
We can't blame Mr. Charlie for that.
We can't blame Mr.
Charlie.
I can't blame Mr. Sweet. I'm out.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Much love and respect.
Have
we love
a great
y'all
night.
Until the next time. Peace and love.
Good night, y'all. One love.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Peace.
One love.
Good night. My baby,
but I love you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yes, I.